Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Tim Alcorn and Matt Lodi are live from Progressive Field.
A towering three-run home run to right by Jose Ramirez.
I'm so excited!
Wow. Today at 5, before the Tribe and the Angels, on AM 930 WEOL and WEOL.com.
What's a great cure for the dog days of summer? A little drama, at least the good kind. Join the Lorain Public Library System's main library and the Columbia branch for their teen drama clubs. They're always looking for new members to explore dramatic techniques and learn about important theatrical performances.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, cloudy, low near 65. A risk of showers Thursday, high of 75.
Right now, we've got sunshine. It's 77.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back to Bulls Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you through a woo Wednesday. About 15 minutes left in the 3 o'clock hour. Brief show today, taking you right up to 5 o'clock, and then it's time for Budweiser's From the Dugout, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, Tim Alcorn and Matt Lodi down at Progressive Field. Our next guest is down at Progressive Field as well, not too far from where Colby Altman and Dan Gilbert are going to answer some pretty tough questions a little bit later on today. But you know what? We'll take it easy. And we'll throw a few softballs the direction of our good buddy Joel Hammond, who is joining us courtesy of Avon Brewing Company. Joel, how are you, my friend?
Andy, how are you today?
Lovely, my friend. Great to have you on, as always.
I can handle tough questions. Come on, fire them at me.
Well, you and I are buddies, so I'll take it easy on you. I know can handle them, but, you know, at least on this show, I'll take it easy on you.
Sounds good.
When I come to see you at Indians games, I'm going to ask you very, very difficult questions because I know you have the keys to the castle and you can tell me whether the Tribe is or isn't trading somebody, all that good stuff. I know you make all those very important personnel decisions, so I'll make sure I ask those to you when I see you next time. But I want to start with something pretty cool that I think some folks may know about, but a lot of folks, I think, maybe don't really get a better idea as to what the Indians do behind the scenes. Andrew Miller and his wife yesterday had a lot of cool things going on. What were they up to yesterday at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank?
Yeah, our players and now our wives association both do great things in our community. We've talked about a number of those activations before, but yesterday, Andrew and his wife, Jan, Brian Shaw and their wives, and a few other players' wives, along with Andre Knott, all gathered at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank as part of its Step Up to the Plate campaign. It's a citywide thing where they're trying to get as many organizations involved to go volunteer there. And so those guys went, and the wives went, and packed lunches for kids. We do this in November, too, with our front office staff, and it's unbelievable. You don't think about the need that's there among kids and families in the region. And, you know, these guys go and pack lunches. They say some of these lunches that we send out to these groups where these kids eat, you know, in the summer, these are the only, you know, without school, right, where they're used to getting free lunch at schools. These might be some of these kids' only meal a day. You know, that's when it really hits home, you know, the work that we do in the community when you hear stuff like that. So our guys did a great job out there, and I just one of many things they do in the community.
Yeah, it's obviously very cool stuff and most definitely an eye-opener as well. Well, the Wives Association, very, very busy, very, very active. Not only yesterday at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, but tomorrow the Wives Association will be at the Providence House. What do they have going on there tomorrow?
Yeah, the Providence House is a crisis nursery for families and kids and kind of a safe haven for families and kids who are going through, you know, God only knows what they're going through. So our wives go there about 4 or 5 times a year, and they just simply spend time with these women and their kids and, you know, make them, you know, as simple as it sounds, try to make them feel human again. You know, they go there and they, you know, do arts and crafts with the kids. They talk to the women and, you know, just, again, like I said, give them someone to talk to that's, you know, a shoulder to lean on, that sort of thing. So really cool event, and, you know, the pictures, inevitably the pictures that our photographers send back from these events, nothing but smiles, both from our players' wives and from the kids and the women over there.
As we stay along those same lines, of course, today, Wednesday, Kluber's Kids Wednesday at the ballpark. What are the kids going to expect when they head out to the ballpark today, Joel?
So Corey Kluber, of course, is known somewhat unfairly, I think, among our fan base as being this stone-cold killer, right? Never smiles and just goes out there in his machine. And he's one of the funniest guys on the team, and he and his wife do all kinds of great stuff in the community. He goes and visits. In fact, he was our nominee for the Bob Feller Act of Valor Award, which recognizes players who are committed to the men and women who serve our country. So, and then he and his wife Amanda host a patient at Cleveland Clinic Children's and his or her family every homestand. So, they come and watch BP. Today, Kluber has a bullpen session. They'll go up to the bullpen and watch that. They get a cool view of that. So, really cool opportunity for those kids and families to check out Corey up close and personal and get to know a side of him that a lot of our fans don't see. So really, really cool stuff that he and his wife do throughout the season here in Cleveland.
We're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and it's presented to you by Avon Brewing Company. There was a really cool story that the Tribe tweeted out, I think it was on Saturday, about a story that was produced on letsgotribe.com about a game of inches. I think it was a lady named Kelly Smith who wrote this story about the relationship between her father, and baseball. Just wanted to give you a chance here to kind of go into detail and explain that story, because it's a sad one, but it's a very, very cool story as well.
It's a sad one, and I think it goes back to baseball being a sport that for whatever reason, I think more than any other sport is able to create a connection between moms and dads, moms and sons and dads, and daughters and dads, and that sort of thing. And Kelly wrote a lengthy piece about her father's illness and, us going to the World Series last year and her being able to enjoy game one, of the World Series with her father before he eventually succumbed to the disease from which he was suffering. So, everybody has a story about how, or most people have a story. I remember when I used to go to Indians games with my uncles and my grandpa and my big brother and that sort of thing. And I'm sure you guys have stories like that too of family members and, introducing the first time you walk through the ballpark gates and seeing the grass and, the ballpark seems bigger than you could ever expect, just watching on TV. So, that story spoke to a lot of those feelings, and unfortunately, like I said, she lost her dad. But it's definitely a story worth reading, and I think it'll conjure up some of the similar feelings and emotions among other fans that she had when she wrote it.
No, you're exactly right. 100% correct. Whether it's your mom, your dad, whether it's your uncle, your aunt, if it's a grandparent as well, whoever it might be, the first person that actually introduces you to baseball and takes you into a major league ballpark or any ballpark for that matter, you're always going to remember that. We've all got stories about the first time that we were introduced to baseball at any level. I know that, my old man brought me to a game way, way back when at Old Municipal Stadium, and one of the coolest stories that came out of that was, my brothers and I were just begging for a foul ball to come our way. Well, my dad sat there six rows back, looked at us, and just kind of laughed, and he ended up getting a ball that rolled foul, picked up by Darryl Boston. He just kind of flipped behind his head, and my dad reached out and caught it with his bare hand. He never let us hear the end of it. So I think everybody's got a story about that, and it's always cool because baseball just seems to have, like you said, Joe, above all other sports, that incredible connection to whether it's your parents, your grandparents, your aunt, uncle, cousin, or whoever. It really is a special connection.
Here's mine, Andy. So I remember vividly this game. I don't know how old I was, but I went to the Old Municipal Stadium, and you're asked who your favorite player was when you were a kid. Mine was Corey Snyder because Old Municipal Stadium, the concrete was uneven. I tripped and fell, busted my lip open, and they brought me a ball that they said was a Corey Snyder home run ball. And, of course, Corey Snyder became my favorite player. So that's my story, and, I'll never forget that. I was there with my uncles and my grandpa and my brother, and, I'll never forget that. So Corey Snyder will always have a special place in my heart because of that.
Yeah, you didn't care anymore about your lip hurting, right?
Nope.
Yeah, it just didn't matter. Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians. It's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Last week, My tag team partner had asked the question about all these crazy designs on these baseballs and these dolls that have kind of come out over the last few weeks here. Well, there was a Facebook video that you guys released yesterday with an explanation of the hashtag Mini Team CLE 2017. Can you please explain what was explained in this video?
Yeah, and if you just head to our Facebook page and scroll down a few posts, you'll see this video that I did with Cookie and Trevor Bauer. They are the originators of our hashtag Mini Team CLE 2017 baseballs. And some of the rules that, so these are the baseballs you've probably seen on TV. Andre has shown off, and these are baseballs that they're modeling after their teammates. So there's Jose Ramirez, Edwin Encarnacion. There's a Kluber one. There's a Cookie one. I think I said that already. A Slider one now that the Hot Dogs made for Slider's birthday. And the rule is that there's a couple rules. They can't work on them if we're losing, and they also cannot use any material that cannot be found in the dugout. So they have to use materials that are on hand. They can't bring anything. And so what you see them do is cut open the baseball, get the threads out, or whatever the proper term is, and they use that for hair. They use it for Cookie's goatee. They use it for whatever else they need to use it for. So great stuff. That's on our Twitter account, our Facebook account. Easily findable. It's about 5 or 6 posts down from yesterday, about 6 p.m. So go watch it. It really shows you a side of Cookie and Trevor that you may not know about. They're hilarious. They're gung-ho about this, and it's good stuff.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, Joe, we know you're busy, so we'll let you get back to it. Right smack dab at the end of this homestand for the Tribe, which they have been playing extraordinarily well. We appreciate the time as always, and we will do it again next week.
You got it, guys. Hey, if your listeners are looking to get out of the office early tomorrow, we play at noon, so come on down. We're actually expecting a pretty good crowd. We're about 25,000 now. We'll probably get a few more added onto that, so it should be a great Thursday afternoon to cut out of work.
Will you be able to provide any sort of get-out-of-jail-free card for those who are having a tough time getting out of work with their bosses?
In fact, if you look at Twitter account later tonight, we'll have a quote-unquote doctor note from Dr. Sue that you can present to your
good
boss. So. We cover all the bases, Andy.
Dr. Hammond, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All righty. That's Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Thanks to Avon Brewing Company. One of the reasons why I love Avon Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Great food, great atmosphere, great people. My girlfriend and I went there last week. She tried that Miracle in July for the first time. I'm telling you, that's one of the absolute greatest
good stuff
Christmas beers I have ever tasted. Not just one of the best Christmas beers I've ever tasted. It's one of the best beers, period, I've ever tasted in my life. Absolutely sensational stuff.
Well, that says a lot.
Avon Brewing Company is located at the historic building in the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. You got to get down there. All right, if you're not into beers, that's fine. Go down there for the food. Go down there for the atmosphere. Check out the deck. The deck is really, really cool. Some outstanding ambiance down there as well. And if you like sweet potato fries like I do, well, they make a magical marriage of sweet potato fries and waffle fries. It is unreal. Speaking of Avon Brewing Company, we're giving away tickets to the August 9th Cleveland Indians Colorado Rockies game. And that game at Progressive Field is a pretty hot commodity. Interleague play, really cool stuff. So if you call 440-322-0930, that's 440-322-0930, then you are the winner of those tickets thanks to Avon Brewing Company. Matt Douglas in the local news coming your way next on Bullseye in the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Tim and Faith. The biggest tour in the history of country music.